Welcome to your daily happiness hit. I am your hostess with the mostess, Elle Edwards, founder of the Itchy Soul Playground and Yuia. And in today's episode, it is that long-awaited, well, not long-awaited, I mentioned it twice. I'm going to be digging into the reticular activating system. Now, I know some people who've been listening along and we've known each other a little while will already know about this. If so, take this as a reminder. It's going to be a relatively short episode. It's your quick recap. And then go out there and do it and use it. And as always, don't forget you can leave a message, a voice message, and tell me how you're getting on. Because the reticular activating system is amazing. So the real world example of this is your Facebook newsfeed. This is the easiest way to explain it. If Facebook was to show you every single piece of content from every single friend, group, page, anything in the world that you've ever acknowledged that yes, you like. Maybe you accepted a friend request from a friend of a friend, or maybe you said yes to liking a friend of a friend's page because you wanted to be supportive. And so suddenly Facebook shows you all of these things, it would get really overwhelming. And you'd also end up seeing some things that you actually weren't all that interested in. That's not to say that you don't like your friend's page, of course you do. But friends are friends, and sometimes we just do it to be supportive and encouraging because we want to cheer people on. But maybe we don't even live in the area where their page is located. And if it's a very local business, it's not actually something that we can get benefit from. Facebook learns by the things that you either click on, you like, comment, love, share. Facebook learns because Facebook is like a technology version of the reticular activating system in your brain. And so it filters what it shows you based on the things that you are interested in. And guess what? Your brain did it first. So your brain, if every stimuli actually came into your consciousness and you had to physically or mentally even process it, it would drive you crazy. So you'd be like, oh, look, there's some green on the wall. And oh, look, there's that bug on the floor. And oh, look, there's a piece of litter. And look at that bird in the sky. And on and on and on. It would be exhausting. So instead, your brain, there's a cluster of neurons at the back of your brain called the reticular activating system. It does other things as well, like regulating temperature and such like. But for our purposes, it acts just like that filter, like the algorithm on Facebook. And it filters in the things it deems important to you. Now, how does your mind know what's important to you? It's based on those things that you pay attention to. So my classic example is when I bought a new yellow car. And all of a sudden, I started seeing yellow cars everywhere. So I have nicknamed this the yellow car syndrome. Or as my friend Angela's husband calls it, that yellow car thing that Elle keeps banging on about. But it's true. The same thing happens if you find out that you're pregnant, or maybe someone you care about is pregnant. All of a sudden, you start seeing babies in pushchairs all over the place. It's because all of a sudden, ding, 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 babies and pregnancy is important to you. And so your mind filters those things in. For the longest time, I would see orange slugs fairly regularly, like neon orange, because I noticed them one time, probably about a decade ago now, when I was walking up the path to school. I noticed an orange slug and I was like, oh, that's fascinating. And so for quite a long time afterwards, I would keep seeing them because my brain would filter them in. Now, the wonderful thing is you can hack your Facebook newsfeed by consciously choosing what you interact with. So those things that wind you up, instead of pressing the angry button, or maybe leaving a grumpy comment, ignore it. Scroll on by. Don't interact with it at all. And instead, consciously click on, interact with, comment on those things that make you smile. Facebook will quickly, within just a few days, cotton on to that and show you more of the same. Your brain did it first. So you can start training your brain. Every so often throughout the day, pause and look around you. And what are those things that are lovely? Those things that make you smile? Those silver linings that we talked about previously? The more that you actually practice doing this, the more that your brain will filter those things in because it deems it important to you. It becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you spill your coffee on a morning, instead of going, oh, well, that's the day ruined, because your brain wants to prove you right, you say, oh, well, the day can only get better from here. I've actually done this myself one time, a number of years ago. I had a really terrible start to the morning, and somebody in an email said to me, oof, you've had a, this is not a good day. And I actually, in the reply, consciously made a, and said, well, it can only get better from here. And from that moment on, the day actually did start to get better. The situation I had to deal with had been dealt with, of course, but my brain didn't start filtering in examples of the day being terrible. It's fascinating to me. I love the way that God wired your brain. And the more that we play with this and the more you interact with it, the more excited I get about it. But you need to try it for yourself. And I would love it if you would send a message. There's a link in the show notes where you can do that. Have a play with it and let me know how you get on. Every person I speak to about this, they say, yeah, I tried it and it worked. And so for one example, a friend gave me a number of years ago, she all of a sudden noticed there was a row of little birds sitting on a lamppost, and they just looked delightful and they made her smile. And previously she said, I've never really noticed birds before that. Silly example, but like I said to you yesterday, the delightful things in life, the things that make you smile, they are made up of those funny little random things. You know, you don't have to wait for the big occasions to have a happy day. You can start working with the mind that God gave you to actually start having those delightful moments every single day. So give it a go for yourself. Let me know how you get on, and I'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, as always, thank you for listening. I love that I get to share this with you. If you enjoy this and you'd like to get some real practical hands-on support in community, I would encourage you to check out the Itchy Soul Playground. You can do that at uia.com/join. And of course, the link will be in the show notes. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.